Now that the federal hiring freeze is over, agencies are assessing what impact it might have had and where they go from here. Few can expect a budget increase. A coalition of groups representing scientists, inventors, and entrepreneurs is urging the White House to treat the Patent and Trademark Office differently. One reason is because it's funded by user fees and not by appropriations. Joining me with more, Chris Israel, former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy during the George W. Bush administration, now with the American Continental Group. Chris, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be on.
This letter that went to the Trump administration during the hiring freeze, which again is now over, did urge them to exempt Patent and Trademark Office. The freeze is over, so we don't know what effect it might have had there quite yet. But what was the underlying idea of sending that letter?
Well, you know, certainly the underlying idea was to represent some views from a broad range of groups and individual companies who are very, very involved with the PTO, and in fact, you know, their businesses and their entire industries in some instances really are kind of fundamentally tied to what the PTO does for the U.S. economy, and you know, really since our founding and our Constitution is grounded in what the PTO does. So, as you noted, the Patent and Trademark Office is really a unique entity within the federal government. It's entirely fee funded. It's as close to a business as you're really ever going to get, I think, in government, in that it provides a very specific and distinct an important service for, you know, thousands of United States of companies in the United States, and really leads the world in protecting and promoting our creation of our intellectual property. So the fundamental point is that yes, we do view the Patent and Trademark Office, the consumers of the PTO, the companies that it works with, really do see it as something different within the federal government. We understand some of the priorities and the focus on modernizing the government and looking across the board at how the government performs on behalf of taxpayers, but you know, the PTO is kind of in a category unto itself in a lot of ways in being this large organization, this $3 billion organization that you know, is driven by and funded by fees from those who take advantage and really depend on the service that it provides. And it's the only entity that can do this. I mean, only the Patent and Trademark Office has the statutory ability to grant patents and trademarks.
Now, over the years, they've really had a serious backlog develop, I think that's still going on. What's your view on how that can be solved? Because clearly it takes money to be able to get the examiners needed to get the throughput they require.
Yeah, no, it's a challenge that the PTO has been grappling with for years. I mean, you know, on the one hand, you know, it's an indicator of just how creative and inventive and dynamic the economy is. But obviously, on the other hand, it's a huge challenge for the organization to deal with that patent backlog. There's a backlog of about 540,000 patents within the system right now. The pendency rate, the time that it takes to process a patent through the office is going down. I mean, there's certainly some encouraging signs and you know, a lot of very creative and effective management tools and processes have been put in place. But it's certainly, you know, patents are becoming more complex as well. You know, as new fields are being created and innovated all the time. You know, the amount of information, the amount of examination that goes into, you know, looking at a biotech patent or an advanced manufacturing patent, you know, new material. It's very intense. It takes a really highly trained and skilled workforce, and you know, bringing those folks on board, keeping them trained, and retaining that talent is a huge challenge for the PTO. And they've, like I said, I think, you know, they've been making some progress and chipping away and kind of methodically trying to improve over a number of years under, you know, successive administrations, and you know, clearly keeping maintaining access to the fees that come from patent applicants and trademark applicants to drive that process is absolutely critical.
We're speaking with Chris Israel, former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy during the George W. Bush administration. He's now with the American Continental Group. And during the Obama administration, there has been some patent reform, both in the procedures that the agency uses to, you know, fast-track some and the fee structures, and also the federal approach to intellectual property. What's your assessment of how those have benefited people that use the PTO and especially that whole argument that's been going on between the so-called patent trolls and the actual people that commercialize and build things using patents?
No, it's a great question. I mean, I think the last several years have been as dynamic and fluid as just about probably any period. When you talk about patent policy and law, there's been, in addition to that, several Supreme Court cases, you know, over the last decade or so that have really, in a lot of ways, kind of altered the patent framework and how companies think about their how they apply and maintain and build their patent portfolios. And it's, you know, for software industry, biotech, and others, really, you know, some of the ability to gain patents in those spaces has been diminished to some extent through patent cases at Supreme Court and some legislative approaches. Those are areas where that's kind of the next wave of consideration on the Hill and probably within PTO. So, you know, I think we're constantly trying to modernize and react. And I think the question over you know, patent trolls and you know, the sense of litigation within the patent space in the United States has been a tough question that has, as you say, split some industries and groups. And there's certainly you know, different perspectives on the utility of and the value of patents. And if you're a company that's completely dedicated to huge investments around a handful of breakthrough ideas and things that will really transform your company and your industry, you've got a different view of how aggressively you should be able to enforce those than, say, a company, a kind of a fast-moving tech company that's just moving from idea to idea, you know, and may not be as committed to the idea of kind of a sustained and long-standing and aggressive approach towards patents. So you've seen that play out on the Hill with a lot of debate about this issue. You've seen the administration, the previous administration, the Obama team, you know, kind of grapple with that and try to get their heads around how they shape a patent and trademark office to best serve the market and really take all those factors into account. And I think, you know, we're kind of at the front end of seeing how the Trump administration, you know, will work with some of those factors as well and interact with business. I think, you know, the PTO is really one of the more kind of just purely business-facing agencies that you'll find in the federal government as well, which makes it unique. They've got a patent policy advisory committee. They've got a trademark policy advisory committee made up of industry experts, executives and attorneys from, you know, companies and industries that really utilize the PTO. So they take in a ton of information from and perspectives from industry, and that certainly is incredibly beneficial and has shaped a lot of their decisions.
Chris Israel is former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy during the Bush administration. Now he's with the American Continental Group. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Tom. It's great to be with you.